People do a lot of things in Second Life today that are pretty great. They make animals that move around, you know, robots that unfold into something else. The examples just go on and on. Given the capabilities that we've got in Second Life today, it's astonishing how much people do. And when you dig into how they do it, how they make things look as though they're bending and morphing, they've done an enormous amount of work that's idiosyncratic to Second Life. It's very, very Second Life specific. They haven't been able to use tools that are available from outside Second Life to do the work. And frankly, those mechanisms are often much, much more expensive. So it's really hard to get an object to do the kind of things that an avatar does. You and I are sitting here, and thanks to the Civ animation on this couch, I'm kind of fidgeting as I talk, and my head is moving around to watch things. We all take that for granted with avatars, but getting an object that's not an avatar to do that stuff is a huge amount of work, and it's pretty expensive in terms of its impact on the simulator and on the viewer compared to the skeletal animation that a viewer does, where the computer says, move this bone, and then computes how the skin is affected by that movement. And so you see it as the whole body moves in a relatively natural-looking way. Getting that to be done using the primitives we have available today for things that are not avatars is really hard. It's fantastically impressive how well people do it using what we have today. And the goal of the Animesh project, if we can call it that, is specifically to give people the same skeleton avatars have now and allow people to rig mesh skins onto whatever subsets of that skeleton they need and then use the relatively inexpensive and easy to code comparatively mechanisms for animating it that are used for animating avatars. It'll be significantly less than some of the mechanisms people are having to do now. Right. How large it will be is something that we'll measure as we get a little further along in the project.